This is reposted.
Hello, and welcome to Reposted. In the next few moments, we'll be breaking down a post that we have found to be inspiring, interesting, or otherwise entertaining. Quotes that catch our eye and we feel are worth a deeper look. Thank you for stopping by. Today, we're joined by Amy Rowlandson. She's the host and creator of the Focus on Why podcast. She's helping people-centered businesses and entrepreneurs focus on why to become purpose-driven, fulfillment-focused, and values-based. You can check out the show anywhere you listen to podcasts. And the premise of your show really resonated with me as someone who's changed career a few times now. And I want to get started with this thing you do at the end of all your episodes is you ask your guests to give one final message. And episode 94 with Manj Mahal, she ended with this: you have to keep sowing the seeds. If one door closes, the other one will surely open. Be inquisitive and never miss an opportunity to learn something new. So I love your show, but I always want to hear more when they give the final thought. I want to know what your thoughts on it are.
So that's actually a really good point, because what I do at the end of each six episode of a separate podcast talking about the reflections and observations from each of those episodes, because I like to leave on a note from the actual guest, and then I get my own space in another podcast. So I let them have their own time and their own spotlight in their own space, and then I get the opportunity to do that in my own podcast episode separately. So what do I like about what Man said? Well, I think it's so true that you are always sowing seeds, but you have to grow them. You have to add the water. You have to add all the other bits. You can't just put them there and leave them there and hope that things are going to work. So there's that element behind the seed. And in fact, one guest, or not a guest actually, it was one of the audience members reached out after my first ever episode, right back at the beginning of the podcast in May. And she said that this podcast was the water to a seed she'd planted that was, she was so desperate to grow, but was still trying to find its roots. And so she's now able to grow, explore, improve, learn and help from listening to the other episodes. So, yeah, that's probably an add-on.
Amy, so picking up on that theme, I'm sure you've had this 1,000 times as a career and life coach. Let's just use lawyer because they all suck. They come in and they say, my life sucks. I hate my job. It's sucking the soul out of me. How do you then backtrack and help them find the seeds for what comes next?
So that's pretty easy, because they've got to a point where the pain has got so bad that they know they want to change. So that's actually a really good point. I like it when they come in with that much sort of desire to change, because a lot of people sit in that period of discomfort, but they're okay. Whereas when people really know that they want to change, then I can help them because they're willing to make those changes. And it really comes down to values. Are they fulfilling their values? Are they actually living and holding true to their core values? Most people don't even think or know what their values are. And that's where we start. We start with the values, because if you are aligning your work with your values, you will find fulfillment. And it doesn't have to be from an entrepreneurial basis. You don't have to go and set up your own company. You can find fulfillment within employment, but a lot of people don't realize that. So when they know how to work and enjoy their work and find that fulfillment within a particular 9-to-5, they then come home and feel great because they feel valued at work. So that my whole sort of premise is that when you align your values with your work, you will become valued for your work.
So that sounds a lot like something I say a lot of the times, and Larry pushes back on it. My approach is to start something. So like with our podcast, we started it in March, and my thing is like, just do it. And once you get into it, you'll know if you like it or not. And I like this concept of why you're doing it. Do you think people should just start going and figure it out once they're doing it, or figure out before they even start?
If you wait for that to happen, you'll never get anything done. So I'm with you. There's probably a compromise to be met somewhere. Okay, so let's go with Andrew. Yes, you have to get started, because unless you start and put one foot in front of the other, you're never going to experience anything and nothing's going to happen. And Larry, yes, there has to be some kind of direction. There has to be some focus on what you're doing. So let's put both of those together and think about what do you enjoy, what the world needs, what you know you're good at, and then start there. And it doesn't matter if things don't work out. You can always try a different path, but you have to just take that first action.
Amy, on a recent podcast, you talked a lot about do what makes you happy. So let's just say I'm a single mom. I've got 12 kids and 10 jobs and I can't barely feed my family, but you're telling me to go find what makes me happy, but I got a couple of bills to pay. How do you make you do what's happy and want a life change, but life's too involved?
So this goes back to, if you find fulfillment and you're enjoying what you're doing in that work, then you will be happy. It's as simple as that. Your happiness comes from fulfillment. And that can be in whatever you do. If you look at what your job is and you look at all the different elements that make up that job, there are going to be some things that you don't like so much. So think about how you could outsource those particular elements to someone else and find out what else in that particular environment you could do that you love doing. So actually, it's a reassessment of your job title. Look at what you're doing, because if you become more productive in your job, in your work, you are going to create a better environment for your business owner, a better, more productive environment, and you're going to be so much more encouraging your team. You're going to be a better sort of team player if you are doing the things that you enjoy. So I'm not saying go out and start following your passion. I'm saying find the things in your job that you enjoy and really look at them.
Yeah, I like that. If you can't change your circumstances, change your perspective, right?
Absolutely.
Have you seen much with the way the world has been the last 6 or 7 months on people being able to more readily accept their why, or is it more difficult with a global pandemic and everything changing?
I think there are people in two camps. So there are some people who are saying, oh my gosh, doom and gloom, everything's terrible. And there are others who are saying, okay, I've got some time now to really think about what I'm doing. And both perspectives are valid. The people haven't had this opportunity to reflect and think about why they're doing what they're doing in such detail before, and also alongside everybody else in the world. People have these particular moments of trauma or particular moments where they have that epiphany of like, I can't take this anymore. They have that midlife crisis. I call it a midlife beginning. But right now, the last few months, everybody has had the same opportunity. So we all have the same starting point. And that's really rare that we can all come back to this point where we can all together think, right, how can we make this a better world?
It almost seems like you have to sort of surrender to whatever it is in your life. You get to this point and then you go, you can kind of work from the bottom up. And I feel like you mentioned that a little bit, but once you get to the bottom, then you can try to work your way out of whatever funk you're in.
There is an element to that some people do feel that they need to have that particular disaster before they realize that they need to change things. I'm trying to awaken people to realize that doesn't have to be the case. You can take those decisions and you can take responsibility for your own life right now.
I like that. I feel like you're validating what I tell Larry all the time. So I appreciate it. I'm so glad that you came on. Amy Rowlandson, thank you so much for joining us today. You can check out her podcast on Facebook and Instagram at Focus on Why. I really enjoy it. I think you guys should check it out too. I'm Andrew for Amy and Larry saying thank you for stopping by.